This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Work all year to be an all-star and you get to play up to 40 and then you're done. This is so unfair to Victor Wembanyama, who just took this game really seriously. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who just took this game really seriously. When you talk about chasing after the points record, Melo and Kobe and all these guys who've had great scoring nights, they don't get the opportunity to do that with this game. Also, we can watch some rising stars. We're about to watch the Olympic team. Now we get the treat of watching the Olympic team play against a U19 team. Come on, what are we doing? This is ridiculous.
That was Draymond Green talking about the NBA All-Star Game. And yeah, with the change in formats, there's no chasing after points records either. That is just not possible if you're only scoring to 40 points to win a game. Derek Kramer, Joe Cali here with you up until 3 o'clock this afternoon. And it is fascinating to me that we're watching in real time how dismal the situation has gotten with All-Star games when it comes to A, their importance to the fan bases, and B, the execution of them at this point. Watching the success of the Four Nations tournament, the decision by the NHL to go back to international play, and this kind of being that appetizer, which this has got to be the tastiest appetizer I think hockey fans will ever get when it comes when it comes down to it. But you mentioned like the comments there from Draymond Green. You've got guys, yeah, they're trying in these games, but also they're not going to touch these records. They're going to be like, you get the Rising Stars games, for example, and it really does become more of a gimmick than an actual showcase at this point in all sports, except for one. Baseball still does its thing. And that's where I'm truly fascinated. Meanwhile, I'm watching a hockey game between Finland and Canada, and Sam Reinhart lays out Mikko Rantanen. It's 2-0 Canada, by the way. So anyone wanting to watch the potential rematch, we are on track. We are currently on track.
It is happening.
As Canada is up 2-0 on Finland in the first. They had 2 goals on their first 3 shots.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Maybe you should put Luukkonen in at this point.
Right? Let me see my Yuppie. Like, let him actually be here and show up and play. That'd be nice. So, the death of All-Star games. This is, honestly, again, it's what's weird to me. And I do think that we've had a couple of good opinions so far from callers. So why not go back? We'll go to Dominic in Vegas. Dominic, welcome. How you doing? What you got for us?
Hey, Derek and Joe. Second time, long time.
There you go.
Yes, I think what the NBA should do, to be honest with you, is I think we should get rid of the All-Star game, and I think they should move up the NBA in-season tournament for the championship to align with what NBA All-Star Weekend was. So, like, you have the dunk contest, the three-point contest and all that, but then you actually have a game that means something in the NBA Cup Championship. What do you guys think about that?
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, that's
I like that, Dominic. That's a really good one. Thanks for calling, by the way. That's
all
really
in.
Good. That's a hell of a fix, actually, because, one, it gets rid of the All-Star Game problem, which, again, this goes back to the theme of deaths of All-Star Games. If the NHL is going to go to international competition, why not try to combat it with the NBA Cup, the in-season tournament? That sounds like a really good idea in a way to allow a team to raise a banner, have a trophy, and let it take place in that same timeline. Because then you can throw away the problems that you're having with the All-Star Game, move the in-season tournament so that your season doesn't get further exasperated or elongated. I like that idea. That's a really good idea. But again, it just goes to show what has happened to All-Star Games and what is typically known as an in-season classic.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea. That was very... That would fix a lot. I agree.
Yeah, I think that, again, wanting to see them go into the international play and everything like that is kind of my big deal. How do you think, though, Joe, when it comes to this tournament and everything like that, what do you think about how it has gone? Like, you've watched this sort of thing happen throughout your entire lifetime of growing up as a sports fan. Like, when I was a kid and I started watching these games, they actually did mean something.
Right. For most of my young adulthood, childhood, that's when they started fading away, right? So, I don't know. I think I'm not a fan of the direction they've gone, per se, like, as I've said so far today, but I like the idea of bringing him back, maybe not in a full-blown all-star capacity, right? But doing something where the championship aligns, right? Like, something like that, where almost like, I know you can't really bring the Pro Bowl back. I know that's not...
Yeah, it's kind of dead now.
Yeah, like the Pro Bowl, there's no coming back. The NHL, if they do the World Cup, right, like they said they're going to do, I'm fine with that. Like, that's a solid idea to me, but I would like to see them actually play, you know? Like, don't get mushy because we're at an all-star break or whatever they're going to call it, you know?
Yeah.
I think if, like, baseball's still there, like we said, I don't know. There's just some that are too far gone, and that being the Pro Bowl. So I don't really know what you can do, but I've watched it my entire life just kind of fizzle away. So I'm not really missing anything, I guess. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I don't have an empty... I never saw what it really was before. Like, Brian Mormon, right? I never saw that. Like, I've seen the highlight of it, but I never sat and watched
it. You never got to see these guys actually, like, kind of giving it their all.
Yes. So I don't really know what I'm missing, I guess, to put it that way, you know?
Yeah.
So it's not really that detrimental to my psyche, you know?
803-0550. So... Joe, I want to ask you about something.
Because
there was an opinion put up on the airwaves here today by our own Paul Hamilton. And I got to say,
I know what it is.
It was a spicy boy.
Okay.
It was a little bit of a spicy boy. Paul had said something on the morning show with Jeremy and Joe, saying that he would trade Darlene for Brady Tkachuk straight up.
Whoa. Whoa. Maybe? I don't know. What is the poll? I got to go look at this poll now. I got to see, like,
well, that's
who's
what it
voting
is.
What.
It is exactly that. In those words, he'd trade Rasmus Dahlin for Brady Tkachuk straight up.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I would say, you know what? I would probably say no. Because I like Rasmus Dahlin, and I think that would have a detrimental effect on the Sabres' defense, where I think there are offensive pieces you might be able to trade away first.
Yeah.
In Dylan Cousins, right? Like, I think you might be able to do something like that. Right now, the major consensus, though, 39% yes, 61% no.
Oh, it's actually stabilizing now.
Yeah, it's stabilizing.
It was pretty dead even before we started today at noon. And I got, Paul, I love you. but that's a little too hot for me, man. Not only do I say no emphatically.
Yeah, I just think that's too much, especially with what he means to the team currently. And I'm not big on hanging on to people just for team chemistry, right? If it comes down to it and a move needs to be made, you need to sell high, sure. But that's your captain. That's your best defensive player, your best player on the team. If you do that, I think you're fully you're in tank mode at that point, right?
But even then, like, you're still trying to trade for an asset that it should do something for you. And I think that Brady Tkachuk is a solid player. He is the top player for Ottawa, I would say. He's their most important guy. But I would also be very hesitant to do this because of the fact that the Sabres still have a problem with their defensive depth. I think that once you get below Bowen Byram and Owen Power, there is a major problem with them. And they're bad. You need to actually add to your defensive depth, not take away from it. And for me, getting rid of your best player, your superstar, when we talked about this, Joe, in the end of the last hour, you need star power. Mm-hmm. Rasmus Dahlin's star power far and away outweighs Brady Tkachuk's. And if you are going to start over, I would say it's a hell of a lot better to start over with Rasmus Dahlin firmly in place than I would say getting Brady Tkachuk.
Right. And like I said,
especially when the cost probably gets done by dangling Owen Power instead. And I love Owen Power. I think he is going to blossom into his own right within a couple of years. I'm still not getting rid of Rasmus Dahlin. No. That is a top 15 defenseman in the National Hockey League.
I think you. I'm not doing it. I wouldn't do that. And like I said, it's simply because there are people I would part with before. I don't think getting rid of your franchise defenseman, pretty much, right, is the best course of action where the team is at currently.
Yeah, it's just, for me, that one's a little too spicy of a meatball. I don't think that it's a good idea to trade someone that is your best player when we already just did this. Sabres fan base is already, we've already just went through this. The team already traded away their best player already before. And it didn't work out very well. And for good measure, they traded away at the time of the roster. They traded away their second best player too. Probably not second, but still, at least third. Just for good measure, adding on to it. We'll go to the phones. Mike in Buffalo, how you doing?
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Mm-hmm. I think when March 7th comes, everybody's on the table to trade. You ain't winning with them, you ain't winning without them. And one guy that can't make a team. But Rangers traded Brad Park.
All right. To counter this, Mike, I'm still going to say, yes, you haven't won in 14 years. But when it comes to rebuilding, what is harder to obtain? A stalwart defenseman that can play you close to 30 minutes a game? When your best forwards across the league, if your name is not Connor McDavid, play maybe 22, 23 a night. They only play a third of the game. A top-tier defenseman can eat half of it. That's still harder to do, especially with how Rasmus Dahlin plays. Especially with how Rasmus Dahlin is playing now. He still is one of the best. Especially this year at even strength scoring amongst defensemen. And he is your best defender. Does he make the occasional too aggressive play? Yes. Would I rather have that, though, considering the talent that he brings to you on a night-in and night-out basis? Oh, and he's got the nastiness in the jam that fans want anyway. So what am I getting when I add Brady Tkachuk? I'm not getting a difference in point differential. I'm not getting,
not quite.
I'm not getting that much better in the nastiness department. I'm losing top-tier minutes. So again, I love you, Paul, but not a snowball's chance for me. I can't do that.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. And as much as I understand the caller's point, right, you're not winning with him. You're not winning without him, whatever. I just – he's a little too valuable.
We weren't winning with Jack Eichel.
No.
But Jack Eichel sure as hell is winning without the Sabres.
Yeah, exactly. And that's how that goes, right? Sam Reinhart even wins without the Sabres. Kyle Okposo. I know that's kind of a weird addition to that conversation.
But just the good players. We got to stop chasing out the good players.
Yeah.
Got
to
stop.
You need to hang on to the good players as long as you can, where they're still going to be able to contribute. But until you can really build around them, you need defensive depth. You need to.
I think they need more defensively, not less, and especially a top tier guy.
That's the thing. I wouldn't get rid of Dahlin when you're looking for more defensively.
And by the way,
looking for a lot more defensively, and it's going to be a problem. So,
to the people that answered yes on that poll, by the way, I will ask you this: who's the number one defenseman at this point? Because if I say it's Owen Power, a lot of those voters are probably screaming at me.
Probably. I wouldn't doubt
your top
that.
Pair is Bowen Byram and Owen Power. You're not keeping Power on the second pairing at that point. You're elevating him. And I know there's enough fans out there that would blow a gasket from that. So that's, if anything, just to help you out, that's probably why you shouldn't want to support the idea. 803-0550 is the number to call. Derek Kramer, Joe Kelly, we're here with you until 3 o'clock. This is WGR.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.